Thank you for calling customer service. Ashley speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Ashley. My name is Deborah Presley. You're about the fourth person now I've had to call on this, but I called this a little earlier today, and I had called my bank to put out a fraud investigation because I couldn't get through to your business, and I guess because you're on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast is possibly why. But at any rate, I had talked with an Alan earlier today, and he had agreed, had someone say they would agree to refund or debit my account back the full amount that it had taken out, but that I needed to get my bank to call and verify. And I can't get the bank. I've called two different departments now at the bank and asked, and they will not call. So unless you can get your company to reimburse my account, without that, I'm going to have to call back the fraud department to get it put back into my account.
Can I have your zip code, ma'am?
Okay. My zip code is 27313, but I think the zip code that they were using was my business zip code, which is 27408.
And what was the name of your email?
Deborah Presley.
Yes, ma'am, and for security purposes, your address?
The business address is 8 North Point Court, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am, 1 second. Ma'am, I just spoke to my supervisor, and she said that in order for your refund to be issued by us, the bank has to call, and banks actually do call us to so that the customer does get their full refund, ma'am.
I'm telling you, I've talked to three different people at my bank two times today. I've called three times to the bank and talked to three different people. Every one of them says that they will not call you. I don't know what else to do other than go back to the fraud department now and get them to start the investigation back up because I can't get nobody to call. I've tried to do a three-way call with them. I mean, I looked up online how to do a three-way call and was going to do it with your guy, and he said he can do it with me calling him. I tried to call the bank, was going to do a three-way call from them to you, and they won't do it.
Yes, ma'am, and sometimes the bank actually does not have to have you on the line to call us. They just call and just say that they dropped the dispute, and then we give the full refund.
I did. I told them that. I said, you know, if you can't do the three-way call, because the last guy I talked to at your company
told me
just have them call with the bank and say that you would drop the dispute and then they would refund the money back to us.
Yes, ma'am.
And the bank says they won't do that. Now, I don't know if this because my bank is not a worldwide bank. It's probably a North Carolina bank. It's First Citizens Bank in North Carolina. I don't know if I think they're in South Carolina, too, but it's not like, you know, Wells Fargo or something like that, one of the big names of banks and stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
But they will not do it.
Yes. So, ma'am, I just spoke back again with my supervisor, and she said that it is company policy. And she said the reason why we can't call is because we do not do outbound calls, ma'am.
Okay,
and
well,
the only
as I said, I can't do anything else. I've done all I can try to do to get them to call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just going to have to.
She said the only way you will be able to get them on the phone with us, she said, if you just go to the bank and have them talk to us over the phone like that, but that was the only way, ma'am.
Well, I guess I'll just not. I don't have time. I work two jobs. You know, I don't have time to go up to the bank and stand around waiting for them to call you.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand.
I'll just make my phone call to them and get the fraud department back on it again, so.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.